I'm John Garrett. I'm the owner of Shiny Car Stuff, and this is the very first Shiny Car Stuff podcast. I'm your host, and this is TJ, the co-host here, and we're going to be going over some stuff about our products and how to recondition your older car.
So I'll just go ahead and introduce myself. I'm TJ. I'm kind of doing the behind-the-scenes work here on the podcast, trying to make it look good, make it sound good for you guys. But yeah, I just started working here not too long ago, and I'm still learning what this product is. But I mean, if you personally ask me, I love working for a country or a company where I believe in the product. And this stuff, like, it actually works. We go out and apply it on cars, and we'll come back days later, and it looks like we just applied it. So I can let John talk a little bit more about, like, how the product's developed, how to apply it, what's the best way to do it. But from my experience personally, I would say, like, this product 100% works, and it'll definitely last.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I've been working with hand-applied clear coats for about 10 years now, and the first time I used them, I was like, this stuff's cool, but how long does it last? I was extremely skeptical. Coming from a detailing background, you know, the only way I knew was to buff and polish. And, you know, buffing and polishing is obviously removing micro layers of clear coat, sometimes more than micro layers, depending on the pad and polishing compound combination that you're using. So it made sense to have a product where you could add depth to the paint versus always having to remove it. Because, you know, I would be customer after customer, I would be like, oh, you have to get this repainted. And, you know, a $5,000 to $10,000 car, most people aren't going to invest the money to have that repainted. It doesn't make very good financial sense to do that. So we came up with Shiny Car Stuff, which is the easiest to use wipe on clear coat. It's something that I could sell, you know, put in the hands of my, you know, 10-year-old daughter, you know, tell her, you know, what to do, or have her read the directions, and her be able to have success immediately with it. So it's not very difficult. It's just learning the product and how clean you have to get the panel and how much product you have to use. Those are the variables, and then just not getting it wet or driving it for 24 hours. That's kind of the key to success with this product, is put it on in a clean environment, you know, make sure your car fits the, you know, needs for this product, meaning does your car look good wet? If it doesn't look good wet, that means the base coat is past the point that Shiny Car Stuff wipe on clear coat can restore it. So I hope that information helps. TJ is going to ask some questions and guide us along a little bit.
So yeah, I'll say too, to bounce kind of off that idea of, like, it depends on how clean you get that initial layer. Like, when we're going out and applying it to cars, like, we're making sure there's no dust, no dirt, nothing that's going to really get trapped under that layer that we're putting on top of the car. So I know that might be a mistake some people are making, is just not making sure that surface is as smooth and as clean as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Prep is 100% the key to getting a good finish. I see all the time that people are like, well, you know, my car didn't turn out the way that your car does in the videos. And it's like, you know, it is very easy when the panel is clean and the panel is prepped and, you know, there's no dirt or anything. If there is dirt and contaminants on the panel that you're applying to, that coating is a conformal coating. It basically is going to flow over the imperfections, and the only way for it to do that is to ripple and go around the contaminants if they're on the panel. So if you're having streaks or rippling, it's just the panel's just not clean, or you know, maybe it needs a quick, you know, sand with 3000, something like that, just to smooth it down to the point where it can, you know, receive the product accordingly.
Yeah, and not like putting too much elbow grease. I think that's like kind of how you design this product, is that you're not having to use a lot of, it's not a very strenuous product to apply. You're not having to go buy power tools and things like that to actually get the finish and to get the look that you want.
Yeah, the key was for it to be cost effective, easy, and long lasting. And those factors all come into play for a good product, because, you know, anybody that can read directions and, you know, has a little bit of, you know, hand-eye coordination can get great results with this. And it's fun, like doing stuff yourself with your hands and you're storing stuff yourself is, you know, it's a hobby, it's fun. So, you know, we tried to make something that people could get excited about and also didn't break the bank, you know, with price tag.
Yeah, I know. So I've been doing like the social media stuff lately and making TikToks for mostly our global account. So like one of the questions that I really see there in the comments is like, where can people get this stuff in other countries?
We have distributors that are worldwide and we're always looking for new distributors. The only thing we ask to be a distributor is that you've used the product and understand how to give support with the product. We want all of our distributors to fully understand, you know, customer support, because that's the key to our brand image and, you know, our business long term, is that, you know, people understand what they're getting. They understand, you know, what they're doing wrong if they mess up. And it really is, you know, pretty foolproof if you understand the steps of application and what to look for before even purchasing it. Like if your car doesn't look good wet, this isn't your product. Like you already know shiny car stuff cures with a wet finish. If your car looks good wet, that is very similar to what to expect when shiny car stuff is cured.
Right. So like you want to, before you buy shiny car stuff, you obviously want to check and make sure, like, me buying this and applying it to the car, I'm going to get the result that I'm seeing in these videos that we're shooting. Because we're not doing anything special to apply shiny car stuff. We're not doing it anything after to give it that shine. So we're literally just going out and applying this to cars. So it's a result that you can get at home. You just want to make sure that your car is going to accept kind of what we're trying to provide.
Yeah. So the key indicator to clear coat damage is it disappears when your car is wet. So if your damage, it does not disappear when it's wet, that's indicating that damage is base coat damage, which would mean, you know, that's what you're going to get whenever it's done. So people are like, oh, it didn't work. It's not that it didn't work. It worked for what it was intended to. Your damage is just base coat damage. And you could already know that before you even purchase it, based off of taking a wet towel over your area and seeing what it looks like wet. So there really is no excuse to order the product and not get good results with it, because you already know before you order it. If you did your due diligence, which, you know, these videos and this information, this is why we're doing this stuff, is to have that out there before people purchase, because we want our customers to be happy and we want a good aura and reputation around our brand.
Yeah. And I know like a lot of people might be applying this with like the wrong kind of towel. Right. So like I know I learned that like my initial thought was, you know, let's use a microfiber towel, you know, right. That's the best to, when car detailers are detailing, they want to use that microfiber, not leaving any of those little fuzz. But I've learned that that's actually not the best towel for applying shiny car stuff. So I know you can talk a little bit more on like what that best towel might be.
Yeah. So TJ, we use a folded shop towel, which is basically the cheapest, smoothest, flattest surface that we can get. So you can get a whole box of those at Home Depot for like $12, maybe a roll for like $5 to $7. And it basically, you know, you just fold it into quarters, you know, saturate it so that there is no dry edges on it. I mean, we really soak the towel up when we're applying it. It's, you know, I know in the videos, it might be hard to tell. There is like 20 plus tutorials in a tab on my TikTok, but it is saturated. We are putting a lot on and basically we're just mopping the floor, and the floor is that panel on the car. You know, we're just getting edge to edge, even distribution, and we are making sure that, you know, it is evenly distributed. So it's not much more than that when you have enough product.
And you're not wanting to wipe it in a circle, right? It's like a up and down motion that you're kind of wanting to go in to get that smooth, even coat on the car, right?
Yes. So you'll even see us like, you know, kind of like spray some on the panel, and then we're just moving it around. So we're going edge to edge, making sure the edges are sealed. You do, at 70 degrees, you have roughly 2 minutes of open working time with the product, which most products lock up like immediately. It's like, you know, 10 to 15 seconds is the max you have. So if you miss a spot with a product like that, you're not going to have time to go back over that, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed too, like you do have that nice little wiggle room that it's not like I make a mistake and it's locked in, it's permanent. Like you have that time to go back over and even touch up little spots that you step back and you're like, oh, okay, I missed this spot. So like making it that user beginner friendly where I can just, you know, go out in my driveway and apply this to my car is like super, like it, that to me is what makes the product so amazing, is like this is something that you can make your car look brand new by just going out in the driveway and maybe not even spending an hour to apply this on a full car.
It's definitely a product that came years after we had feedback. So we had another product, our original product was Diamond Clear. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's just Diamond Clear rebranded. And it's like, they're just two completely different products. And the feedback we were getting from our customers were, you know, hey, we want something long lasting, high gloss, you know, gets rid of dang near everything. Basically something very impressive for a very affordable price. So that's where we brought Shiny Car Stuff in, which was a product you don't have to level. It's a thicker, longer lasting, higher gloss. It just, it looks better. It does more to the car and you don't have to wipe it down afterwards or level it, kind of like Diamond Clear was. So it's a different process. We didn't get rid of Diamond Clear. Diamond Clear is still on our website. We just took our market data from people that were purchasing and were like, hey, what could we do to make our customers more happy and, you know, make it easier to use, longer lasting, you know, just a more impressive product. And that is the most impressive product that we have for retail. Diamond Clear is very much a vendor oriented, you know, 10 cars to a bottle type product that doesn't last as long. You're putting a thinner coat on the car is what you're doing. Hey, this concludes our first podcast. My son Rylan just woke up from his nap and he's causing a fit outside. So we are going to be back weekly to talk about our products, application, just business journeys. Like, I would love to have something that we could mentor, you know, young entrepreneurs, and I can kind of talk about mistakes I've made and what I've learned to get to the point that I'm at in our business. So this will go to our social medias on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all of it. And then we will continue weekly to put out a podcast with different themes, different ideas, and hopefully just learn and grow together and maybe even take some live calls and talk to people as we grow. But I appreciate everybody's support, and go like and follow our social medias and be looking out for our 4th of July sale coming up.
This episode was brought to you by Shiny Car Stuff. Is your car losing that glossy showroom shine? Shiny Car Stuff has the fix. A do-it-yourself wipe-on clear coat that brings back the shine and protects your paint for up to 3 years. No sprays, no hassle, just wipe on and watch your car come back to life. Grab yours now at shinycarstuff.com and get that shine that actually lasts.